The small business segment is very different from the other market segments, and in general, their ERP needs differ significantly. So what are the top 10 ERP systems for small businesses in 2024? That's what we are going to discuss in this video. So let's dive in.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. We help our clients with digital transformation strategy, change management, as well as ERP selection and implementation. On that note, let's go back to today's topic, which is going to be the top 10 ERP systems for small businesses in 2024. Just to align our expectations in terms of how we segment these market segments for which we are publishing these lists. So we publish this based on startup, small, mid-size, as well as enterprise. For the most part, the small segment is that $10 to $100 million in revenue. And these verticals have very similar needs overall in terms of what they are looking for in an ERP solution. The needs are going to be very different from the mid-market companies. This is probably going to be their first or second ERP system. They might be either on QuickBooks or something like an MRP system, and they might be looking to consolidate their footprint. They might be trying to integrate all of their processes, and so that they have the traceability, they can process the transactions. But for the most part, at this stage, their needs are going to be either the centralized visibility across the processes, or they have too much admin effort, or they are going to have inventory-centric issues. When you contrast this with the other segment, for example, when you get to at the mid-market level, that's where you are going to require synergies among your global entities. At this stage, you are probably okay. You don't need to have those synergies. You are going to be far more mature in planning as well in the mid-market segment. So the capabilities that are going to be relevant for the small segment are very transactional in nature. They are designed to give you that cross-functional integrated view of the processes, but overall more from the local operations perspective. So these are different layers that you are going to see in the systems that are going to be designed for the small business segment. The criteria that we use to compile this list are going to be, okay, what is the product share for this specific market segment? Are they winning in this particular market segment? Do they have their acquisition strategy aligned to this particular market segment? Are we sensing reviews from this particular market segment on the forums as opposed to finding reviews from either the enterprise or the startup market segment? So we are looking at all of those variables to compile this list. So now let's look at the list. Number 10 on our list is SAP Business One. Last year, we had Rootstock at this particular spot. So just a little bit of change there. Overall, from the SAP Business One perspective, the product psychology that you have, the way the product is designed, it's designed for the global companies. So now, if you are going to have very global footprint, even though you are going to be very small in terms of your overall revenue, typically we see these trends in the European market or in the South American market, and that's where SAP Business One is penetrated very heavy, just because you are going to require support for many different countries in one particular solution, and some of the other solutions might not be as well globalized or localized in those market segments. So that's where SAP Business One might shine a lot. Overall, the challenges that you are going to run with SAP Business One is right now, the capabilities are not going to be as mature. The integrations that were available overall from the on-prem perspective, they are not necessarily available in SAP Business One cloud at this point of time. Overall, from the operational maturity perspective, the solution is not going to be as mature as you are going to find with some of the other solutions. And then you would require a lot more consulting help because it is going to have all of those ERP layers. And sometimes they might not be as relevant for the startup segments just because your implementation budget is going to be limited. Some of the other pros that you need to keep in mind for SAP Business One is you are getting the same power of HANA that you get with their enterprise solution, which is a huge plus. So overall, this is going to be a technically superior solution, especially when you are going to have your transactions, which are going to have very intertwined depth. And some of the verticals where we see challenges with the other solutions are going to be, let's say, if you have serialized product. Now, that serialized product increases the amount of heavier lift that you are going to have, not only on your operations, but also from the technical footprint perspective. So that's where capabilities like your HANA is going to be super relevant. So again, you require very deep analysis of your product model, of your transactions, to be able to determine which solution is going to be the right fit for you. Some of the other cons that we have with SAP Business One is overall the lack of commitment of SAP's on SMB ecosystem. Their primary target market is really that enterprise vertical. That's where they have the most attention, most R&D dollars. So SAP Business One is not going to receive as much attention. So that's number 10. Now, number 9 on our list is Rootstock. Last year, we had SAP Business One at this particular spot. Rootstock is designed for companies that are already going to be in the Salesforce ecosystem. It is very heavy. It wins a lot in those engineer to order manufacturing verticals, medical device verticals. That's where Rootstock is really strong overall in terms of the capabilities. So the positives that you are going to experience with Rootstock is you are going to get that Salesforce native experience. So if you're very heavy on Salesforce from the CRM perspective, very heavy on Salesforce for your entire field service processes, and you don't require as mature capabilities from the ERP inventory supply chain planning perspective, the Rootstock could be a great fit there. Even though they don't have as many installations as of today, but they are making great progress overall in that penetration. The other pros that you are going to experience with Rootstock is it is cloud native compared to some of the other solutions because the underlying platform is very similar as Salesforce. But at the same time, you are also going to inherit all of the limitations that your Salesforce platform is going to have. For example, the way CRM platforms are designed from the data model perspective, they just don't have as tight data integrity as your financial systems, because in financial systems, you cannot really afford to lose any transactions. With CRM, it is okay if you lose one or two interactions, nobody is going to mind that, or if you are going to have inconsistent state of data or transactional issue, you can always fix those, but you cannot afford to have those with the financial systems because of regulatory reasons, as well as from the compliance perspective, you require far tighter data model. So that's where Rootstock is going to be a little weaker. So that's number 9. Now, number 8 on our list is Aptean ROS ERP. Last year also we had Aptean ROS at this particular spot. For the most part, Aptean ROS targets the smaller businesses that are going to be slightly more process manufacturing centric. The pros for Aptean ROS is the last mile capabilities for the process industry. But as with any focused solution, one of the challenges that you are going to get is, let's say if you have a very focused business model and you don't really have any sort of plans to grow this, you don't see yourself selling your business, or you don't see acquiring any businesses, so, and if your business model is very consistent, that's where these focused solutions can provide a lot more capabilities, but they are going to struggle even if you are going to have slight variance in your process. For example, let's say if you are a process manufacturer, but you have a very small packaging line for which you do a little bit of either discrete manufacturing-centric work or you do a little bit of distribution-centric work. that's where the focused solutions might fall short. But from the small business perspective, it could be a great solution just because you are going to get all of those capabilities pre-integrated that you are probably going to require. With the other solutions, you have to invest a lot. The technology, at least in the AppChain portfolio, they have invested a lot more in AppChain ROS, and this is the solution that is getting a lot more attention. So at least from those lenses, AppChain ROS is a great candidate to look at if you are planning to include AppChain as part of your evaluation. Now, the cons that you are going to experience with AppChain ROS is the limited consulting base as well as ecosystem. The technology, the underlying technology as well as the documentation that you are going to have is probably going to be really clunky even today, and the limited focus is going to be a challenge for the diverse companies, or if the companies are going to be in private equity portfolio or they are part of the holding companies, sometimes that could be a challenge, but it could make a great subsidiary solution if your subsidiaries are going to be very independent and the only thing you care for is those operational capabilities. So that's number 8. Now, number 7 on our list is Sage Intacct. Last year, we had Apicore Kinetic at this particular spot. Sage Intacct targets any of those service-centric global companies that are going to require very accounting-centric processes. They are going to require very financially deep capabilities for the publicly traded companies. Now, the challenge with Sage Intacct, overall from the ERP perspective, it's not going to be as complete. It's not going to provide as embedded experience. You probably are going to require a lot more add-ons, and that poses challenges for small businesses, especially if their implementation budget is going to be lighter. That's a huge challenge for the smaller businesses. Now, the pros for Sage Intacct, it could be a great financial ledger, especially if you are going to be present in many different countries and you require just the financial ledger, and your subsidiaries are going to be, they are going to have very diverse overall in operations, and you can afford to have a little bit of integration, change management, data modeling budget. As long as you have that, then Sage Intacct could be a great solution. It is going to have the last mile capabilities for some of the service-centric organizations where these last mile capabilities are not going to be present in the other solutions. For example, it does really well in the SaaS media not-for-profit space. They have flavored business objects and the reports for those particular verticals that are going to be meaningful, and it's not going to require as much implementation budget as with the other solution. And the technology is great. It's cloud native as your Acumatica, NetSuite, etc. The cons is the limited focus overall of Sage Intacct solution from overall from their penetration perspective. It's only limited in certain industries. So if you have a business model that require very diverse capabilities, it might fall short, as well as the overcomplicated security that you have. Now, if you are very compliance heavy organization or very highly regulated organization, then for you, it might make sense. But otherwise, it's going to feel really over bloated. And then you are probably going to have the integration challenges with so many different add-ons connecting with Sage Intacct. So that's number 7. Number 6 on our list is Apicore Kinetic. Last year, we had Apicore Profit 21 at this particular spot. So overall, Apicore Kinetic is Apicore's flagship solution. For the most part, Apicore Kinetic is slightly bigger in size. So that's what makes it slightly challenging overall for the smaller businesses, just because they are not going to have as much implementation budget to be successful with this particular platform. So Apicore Kinetic is very strong overall when you are looking at very formal manufacturing organizations where they have the formal engineering processes, product model, and they really like to mandate that. They don't want any sort of deviations. It is also going to be extremely great fit for verticals such as your metal. In those verticals, you require far more complex inventory, and that is going to be part of your MRP planning. So some of the other solutions might not be as great fit for those verticals just because of the underlying deficiencies. That's where Apicore Kinetic really shines. The way their bombs are designed, you are not going to have as tight correlation overall in your sub-assemblies as well as your operations. Now, that could be a plus or a negative for the solution, but in some industries, you do require that. So that's where Apicode Kinetic is really strong in the verticals that they really target. So the pros for Apicode Kinetic is the formal manufacturing organizations, as well as their cloud capabilities right now, they are slightly more mature compared to other legacy solutions that we have on the list. The cons for Apicode Kinetic is, since it is a large solution, it is going to require a lot more consulting help. And if you don't have, if you are very limited on your budget, you might find it challenging to be successful with it. You might want to go for some other simpler solutions. The limited focus. So if you are very diversified operations, so Apicode Kinetic is going to be good for the verticals where they are strong, but if anything is going to be outside of that, you are probably going to struggle with that. So now your choice is going to be to either find a second ERP system that is going to completely disconnect this business operation, or you are looking for slightly more generalized ERP. But those are going to be some of the cons, as well as the ecosystem that you have with Apicode Kinetic is going to be substantially limited as well, just because you will be working with Apicode for the most part. So that's number six. Now, number five on our list is Apicore Profit 21. Last year, we had Sage Intacct at this particular spot. So we have upgraded Apicore Profit 21 just a little bit. So Apicore Profit 21 excels in those industrial distribution space. They are very well penetrated, especially when you look at any of those buying groups in the industrial distribution space. So they are going to be dominant in a lot of those ecosystems. It is going to have unique capabilities from the compliance perspective or from the transaction perspective that those buying groups are going to require. It is also going to have all of those integrations that are typically prevalent in that industrial distribution B2B space. So that's where Apicode Profit 21 really shines. So the other pros for Profit 21 is their technology, just like Apicode Kinetic. Apicore Profit 21 is receiving as much attention in Apicore's portfolio. So they are going to be just slightly behind Kinetic, but overall the product is simpler for the smaller businesses. So from the technology perspective, it might not get as much R&D, as much attention, but the product is going to be simpler for the smaller businesses. Now the cons for Apicore, even for Apicore Profit 21, the data model is very complex, so you would require a lot more implementation help compared to some of the other solutions that we have on the list. The limited focus is going to be very similar to any other Apicore products, as well as the ecosystem is going to be limited as well. So that's number five. The number four on our list is Infor Cloud Suite Industrial. And last year we had Infor Cloud Suite Industrial at this particular spot. So Infor Cloud Suite Industrial is also a very similar product as your Apicore Kinetic, but it's going to be slightly different. They both have mixed mode manufacturing capabilities, but some of those capabilities are not going to be as expressed with the other solutions. So Infor Cloud Suite Industrial, when you look at their BOMs, they are not going to be as regulated as your Apicore Kinetic BOMs. So when it comes to Infor Cloud Suite Industrial, their BOMs allow whether your product model is going to be formal, informal, and sometimes the companies that might also have formal processes, but they, because of the support for the legacy transactions, they cannot afford to have as refined revision number, or they would need to change their BOMs. So sometimes that poses a challenge. So Infor Cloud Suite Industrial does not necessarily mandate that. But at the same time, Infor Cloud Suite Industrial is not going to be as fit for verticals such as your metal, just because the way their product models is designed, the way their attributes are designed, they are not part of the MRP planning. The MRP planning is not going to account for the product attributes. So for industry, such as when you look at, let's say if you are manufacturing forklifts and you don't necessarily have all of those attributes, then Infor Cloud Suite Industrial may be okay, but it is probably going to struggle in the other vertical. So again, depending upon the critical success factors, depending upon how your transactions are designed, where your data model is as of today, where your process model is as of today, some things you can simplify, some things you might not be able to simplify. So that's where the unique capabilities or the critical success factors of these solutions matter a lot. The other strength of Infor Cloud Suite Industrial is for the smaller companies is going to be that in 4OS, and within 4OS, you are going to find some of the other best of breed components that are going to be pre-integrated that you might not find with the other solutions. But the challenges with Infor Cloud Suite Industrial are going to be very similar to your Epic Core, where you are going to require a lot more consulting help, a lot more implementation budget in general compared to other simpler solutions. So that's number four. Now, number three on our list is Acumatica. Last year also we had Acumatica. So overall, from the Acumatica perspective, it's designed for slightly more local businesses, which is going to be your manufacturing, distribution, construction, field service. So if you have very complex business models, very diverse business model, it can host all of those in one database. It's not going to have as much global synergies when you are going to be at the mid-market level. But for the small segment, it is a great solution. The pros for Acumatica is the rich operational capabilities. It's cloud native. So the mature cloud capabilities, for example, let's say if you look at enterprise search or if you look at mobility, that's where Acumatica is going to be really strong. It is also going to have deep batch capabilities. And when you are going to look at some of the solutions that are going to be slightly more startup focused, their limitations is going to be in that one to N capabilities where you are going to require, let's say if you are trying to decouple your processes and you want to process all of your invoices in one go for all of those customers, or you are looking for slightly more consolidated invoice even for one customer, these are some of the batch capabilities. They provide real operational efficiencies, and that's what makes some of these ERP systems harder, especially the true ones, which are going to have all of those detailed layers to be able to support all of these transactions that you are going to require, regardless of the mode that you are using these products in. The cons for Acumatica is their global footprint is not as much as your NetSuite or Sage Intacct, as well as it's going to require the consulting help. So that's number three. Now, number two on our list is Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central. Last year, also, we had Business Central at this particular spot. So Business Central, when you compare this with other comparable solution, for example, NetSuite, Acumatica, the global footprint of the MS Dynamics is going to be far bigger. It is going to be slightly more richer for the service-centric verticals, where it is going to have far deeper WBS-centric capabilities. It is not going to be as strong with the industrial manufacturing, industrial distribution. That's where it is probably going to struggle. So when you have, let's say if you have very small footprint and you are trying to use this particular product in geographies where you might not have the focused solutions or the consulting base available, that's where MS Dynamics 365 Business Central may make sense. The other pros for MS Dynamics 365 Business Central is diverse capabilities, ecosystem, as well as global capabilities. The cons for BC is it is going to require the consulting help. The Microsoft channel is not going to be as regulated. So sometimes you might find an add-on that could create a bottleneck for you just because it may not be as well penetrated, as well installed, even though vendors might claiming that how well penetrated they are or how many times it has been installed. But for the most part, that might be just the marketing hype. So you might want to read between the lines there. And the last mile capabilities, even though it has a great vibrant ecosystem where you can find capabilities for most industries, they are not going to be natively baked. So you might struggle with all of those integration issues, especially for the smaller companies that might not have as much integration consulting budget. That might be a challenge for you. So that's number two. Now, number one on our list is NetSuite. And in last year as well, we had NetSuite. And primarily, the reason why we like NetSuite for the smaller segment, it's just because it's a global footprint, how diverse the solution is for many different industries, even though overall from the data model perspective, it does not have the same layer that you are going to find with some of the other solutions, for example, Acumatica for the industrial-centric verticals. When you look at distribution manufacturing, the layers are not going to be as scalable, as well designed as with those products, and there are always going to be implications of these things. But let's say if you are using NetSuite as your diverse solution for the global footprint, when you have a lot of countries where you are looking for global synergies and you want to host all of those entities in one particular solution, that's where NetSuite can really shine. NetSuite also has very vibrant ecosystem. So in some of the ecosystems, for example, let's say if you look at e-commerce, retail, DTC, apparel companies, that's where you're going to find a lot more integration, a lot more options that you can utilize in the NetSuite ecosystem. So if you're going to have very diverse business model and you are looking for all of those capabilities so that you don't outgrow the integrations options that you are going to be looking for, that's where NetSuite really shines. Now, the challenges with NetSuite are going to be very similar to some of the other solutions that we have. For example, Acumatica, Sage Intacct, where it is going to require the consulting help just because the product is far more complex. And because of those multi-entity functionality, as well as the audit-centric functionality, sometimes that could be bloated for the companies that might be looking for simpler solution, and that might increase your implementation budget as well. And the data model is overall a little weaker, as well as the last mile capabilities, they are not going to do as much. So you are going to be requiring a lot more add-ons compared to some of the other solutions on this list. So that's number one. If you enjoyed this video, we are going to include detailed article with this video. So you might want to check that. Also, if you have not checked our digital transformation report for 2024, we are going to link that as well. So check that out. We publish this in the audio form on our podcast, WBS Rocks, on Apple, Spotify, as well as Google. So if you have not checked that, maybe you want to check that, as well as subscribe if you like. We publish these videos on a weekly basis. So if you have not hit the subscribe button, you might want to do that if you don't want to miss these videos. On that note, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.